If you're trying to figure out why your body feels different, why your treatment isn't working, or whether this is menopause or something else, it's not because you're missing something. It's because no one has connected the dots for you. The Holistic Healing Summit is where that changes. In 1 week, you'll hear from the specialists people pay hundreds of dollars to see, and finally get the answers that actually apply to your body. Go to lssupportnetwork.org/WHS to register, because this isn't something you should have to do alone.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosus podcast. My name is Kathy, and every week I research an aspect of lichen sclerosis, bring you the information, and tell you how I've been affected. I am not a doctor. I share the information that I find with you so that you can start a conversation with your doctor. As you can see from the title of the episode, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 and lichen sclerosis. Now, information changes every day as far as this new disease goes, and sometimes it changes by the hour. So I'm going to keep the show notes as up to date as I can on the website. So just make sure when you listen to this episode, you just check out the website, make sure that everything is still current. So this week I have been looking on the forums, and there were some people who were concerned if we are at higher risk of catching COVID-19 or for complications of COVID-19. Does our treatment, these corticosteroid steroids that we are prescribed, does that lower our immune system enough that we should be worried? At first, I was like, I don't know why we would be, but, you know, let me look into it. And I did. So let's get a couple definitions right off the bat. Lichen sclerosis is thought to be an autoimmune disease with maybe a genetic component. An autoimmune disease means that your immunity is attacking your healthy tissues. When your immune system has been compromised, that means that your immunity is working at a lower level. Right off the bat, lichen sclerosis does not mean you are at a high risk level for COVID-19. Who is at high risk? We've heard the elderly. The other ones we've heard that are at higher risk is people with diabetes. Now, there is a decent chance that if you have lichen sclerosis, you may have diabetes type 1, because autoimmune diseases, especially in women, tend to come in multiples. We can't just get one. Ain't we lucky? And diabetes type 1 is an autoimmune disease. But COVID-19 does not discriminate which type of diabetes it likes. So if you do have diabetes, you are in the higher risk potential. So it's really important that you control your blood sugar, take your medications, so your immune system can be stronger and fight off the virus. The third group that is at high risk are people with heart conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, plaque around the heart, plaque in your arteries. Fourth group, people with lung conditions, asthma, COPD, even smoking. Asthma and COPD, they already compromise your lungs. So you're already going to be at higher risk for COVID-19 complications. I have asthma. but I haven't had an attack in at least 15 years. I want to say I haven't had to use my inhaler, but I don't know. Should I be concerned? I am still going to work. I'm considered an essential worker. My work is not going to close down. There is no chance of that. I have to be extra careful. Smoking. If you smoke, you're putting yourself in a higher risk category. Smoking paralyzes the cilia in your airways, which are the little tiny hairs that stop the germs from coming into your body. And if they're paralyzed, they're not going to be able to stop the virus. So if you can't stop, try to slow down. The last group that's at high risk are people with compromised immune systems, like we talked about before. That's people with cancer, people with HIV, AIDS, people that have had a transplant, and people who are taking high doses of steroids or medications called biologicals. And these are people often with immune conditions. Now you're saying, wait a minute, we have an immune condition. We do. But I reached out to Dr. Elizabeth Eden. She's a gynecologist specializing in lichen sclerosis in Manhattan, New York. And she said, quote, topical corticosteroid steroids used for lichen sclerosis do not make one more susceptible. Ooh, I'm going to try to say this word. Susceptible. Y'all know what I mean. To infection with COVID-19. People who are on immunosuppressive therapies or who are immunocompromised are at risk of infection and complications associated with COVID-19. But just having lichen sclerosis or using topical steroid gels or creams do not place one in those categories. So there you have it. Straight from the doctor's mouth. You might be asking, well, I don't know, should I stop taking my medication? But according to BAD, the British Association of Dermatology, quote, not without consulting your doctor, end quote. Right now, they don't believe you're increasing your risk for COVID-19 or any complications by using the topical steroid drugs. Do not stop taking your medications, any of your medication. Do not stop taking any of your medications without discussing it with your doctor first. It's very important, especially if you have any of these other high risk factors. If you stop using your treatment when you need it, you run the risk of your lichen sclerosis progressing. You and your doctor need to weigh which one is more to your benefit. By now, we've heard it 100 times. How to stay healthy. Wash our hands for at least 20 seconds. Practice social distancing. Avoid sick people. Stay out of crowds. Stay at least 6 feet away from people. Disinfect frequently touched places. Avoid touching your face. But you also want to stay connected. FaceTime somebody. FaceTime your friends and your family. You don't want to get into isolation and depression and anxiety. Stay connected. Try to stay calm and try not to stress. If you need help not stressing or you need some stress relievers, go back to my last episode. I share with you 10 tips on how to de-stress. Moral of the story is we don't have anything to worry about with lichen sclerosis and our immunosuppressant treatments. We're not at high risk. We're okay. We just have to keep maintaining our medications, doing the recommended best practices, staying calm, and riding this wave out. I want to thank Dr. Eden for answering my questions. Her website is ElizabethEdenMD.com. If you're in Manhattan and you are on the market for a lichen sclerosis specialist, check out her website. I'll have a link in the show notes at lichensclerosispodcast.com/COVID-19. I want to apologize to you. I know I probably sound horrible. I went to the doctor last week and I have a sinus infection. I got penicillin, but it doesn't seem to be helping. It's just as bad, if not worse, than when I went to the doctor. I'm having dizzy spells, headaches, and of course I sound like I'm breathing only out of my mouth because I am. I'm sounding all husky and ugh. But I thought this was important information for me to get to you. So even though it's a couple days late, I wanted to make sure that you had it. If you think this would be helpful information for anyone in your community, in your forums, in your Facebook groups, please share and just remember we're all in this together. Stay safe, stay calm, and try to have an amazing week. I'll be back next week, hopefully not sounding like Kermit the Frog, but we'll see.